I hope that you have been listening throughout this year and last year, and prior years, frankly, long enough to understand that the Fairchild Challenge is a national program that is designed to help encourage teens, younger and older, to take action regarding environment and ecology, ecosystems, habitat, and to really make a difference. And the way the program is administered is through a number of challenges that occur every month throughout the school year, and teams of teens at various schools will respond to those challenges. It could be coming up with a healthy recipe or being unplugged entirely for a period of time and reporting on what it was like to be unplugged for that period, or maybe coming up with a recycling program for school or a way to reduce waste. And those challenges are evaluated, and then places are awarded to the student teams. And locally, the Fairchild Challenge is administered by Kate Borger and the team at Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens, to whom we're very thankful for, because we've had a lot of fun doing this together. And also locally, Shaler Middle School won the Fairchild Challenge this year. And it's a pleasure. Today we have Dr. Gerlach, science teacher, there, and Molly and Sophia. Congratulations, first of all, to both of you. It's all three of you, really. Dr. Gerlach, I just want to start with you, if I can. How long has the school done Fairchild Challenge? Have you been involved for a while?
Actually, this is my first year with
You're
the
kidding.
Students.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we kind of dove right in, and our high school has been doing it for several years now, and this is actually my first year teaching the Gifted and Talented Education Program at the Shaler Area Middle School, and so I think we had a pretty successful year, but that's attributed to the energy and the expertise of the students, and also the staff that helped support us as well, too. And I wanted to say thank you to Kate over at Phipps, because she's just been wonderful and helping us along.
Yeah, Kate's energy and getting all of those things done is always just amazing. Mm-hmm. So, Molly and Sophia, can you tell us a little bit about, I'm going to start with you, Sophia, just how things went, some of the things you did this year?
Oh, my God. It was really fun. Everything was really fun to do, but it was also sort of, since there are the time constraints, it went by really fast, and it was a lot of work and a little bit of time, and it was crazy, but at least we had like a lot of people doing the projects, like the haiku book. We had like 50 people working on that, and we were like collaging everything and writing things, which was hard, but...
Tell me a little bit more about the haikus that you did.
Well, that was the first challenge, and I actually wrote a haiku for that, but they were all about nature around the block, which is the name of the challenge, and you're supposed to find things around where you were to inspire you to write a haiku, and you could design a page or a book to go with it, and it was really cool.
That sounds like a really great thing. And haiku fits in with nature, too. So all of that makes perfect sense. So, Molly, were there some highlights from the projects that you did that come to mind, the projects throughout the year?
What I think of specifically is the fifth challenge, which was to design a music video.
Hang on one second, Molly. I need to get in your micro. We have a brand new piece of equipment in front of me that I'm still learning how to operate, and I can tell that your mic isn't up loudly enough, and I think I just fixed it. Let's try that again.
Okay, does this work?
Ah, that's me still. bear with me a minute. It's okay. It's what it's like working with me. And one of the problems is I end up having to work with me all the time. Oh, that's the problem. Okay, Molly, now that you've rehearsed what you were going to say dozens of times, thanks for your patience. I'm sorry. Tell me again.
The challenge that comes to mind for me is the fifth one, which is designing a music video. And what was interesting about that is because not everyone who was participating in the Fairchild Challenge is in the classroom at the same time. We had this large storyboard in which people would write their ideas and we would try to map them out to create the music video. And it was really interesting to see everyone's ideas sort of merge into one, like, 3-minute piece.
Yeah, that's hard to get people like that. How many people got involved in that, roughly? I mean, was it more than 10?
Basically the whole school.
Wow. To get that many people working together and to end up getting one cohesive idea out of it is pretty amazing. What did the video have a name when you were all done?
We called it Nature is the Key.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember you were here.
Yeah.
That came out really, really well.
Thank you.
That was great. Trying to get the whole school on board for something like that is not easy. Were people kind of naysayers or doubters?
We asked them if they wanted to go outside and look at the plants, and we might put them in the video, and they were okay with that.
Cool.
So
that sounds great. Now, what grade are you both in? Ninth now or eighth? No.
I am in seventh.
You're only in seventh.
I'm in eighth.
Okay, and you're in eighth. So you'll be going on to high school next year,
yeah.
Right? And you've got another year in middle school. Have you guys thought about what you want to do when you get older?
No.
Sophia looked and said, oh, don't ask that. No. You're wearing a Drexel shirt. I'm thinking there must be something.
This is my brother.
Oh. Any inkling at all of what you might like to do?
I have no idea. There are too many choices.
There are. You can do lots of them, too. How about you, Molly?
The last time I was here, I said that I want to be successful, and I don't think I'm changing my answer.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't have an idea. It's that there's so many very interesting occupations in so many fields, and I'm interested in everything.
Yeah, I am too. And I think it gets to be hard. Dr. Gerlach, if you mind my asking, was your career path always teaching or did you do other things beforehand?
Yeah, actually, this is my second career. I worked on in the business world for probably about 15 years. And I kind of always wanted to be an art teacher. And so I'm coming back full circle using my artistic education with my students right now, which is very interesting, you know. And I really like working with such a talented group of kids this year because each one of them has something in particular, you know, that they're very interested in, you know, working with. And I know Molly's very, very good at music, and Sophia's very artistic and also a very good chef as well. So those things blended very well into the Fairchild Challenge. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I think that now probably more than any recent time in history, we've got a lot of Renaissance people, right? People that can be chefs and musicians and filmmakers and writers and scientists. So it would be hard to pick, I think. And you can end up doing a lot of things all at the same time, too. So you're back. Do you have an art background?
I do. As a matter of fact, I can teach art kindergarten through 12th. So.
Wow. But you're teaching science, right?
No, actually, we teach in our GATE program at our school. It's anything from social studies to science to just a number of things to writing. So it's rather multidisciplinary, you could say.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's
kind of interesting with the art. I was talking to Sophia this year, and she's been taking this. Actually, this is the first time she was able to come to the Fairchild, interviews here because she was taking art classes over at the Carnegie Museum.
Oh, they're Saturday classes.
Yeah.
Those
and,
are great.
Yeah.
Andy Warhol took those. I'm sure you know that.
And then I went to those when I was her age, and so we kind of met common ground here, you know. So
that's something.
It was interesting. Yeah.
So after a year in and more really thinking about the environment and the Fairchild Challenge. Is for adults listening, would you have any, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but just any general advice or overall advice, or I guess maybe to correct misperceptions that people might have, or like if you had a wish for a behavioral change, does anything come to mind at all? And again, I don't want to put you on the spot. Maybe nothing does, but if you could get people to change something about what they're doing for the good of the environment, sort of in the Fairchild Challenge spirit, does anything come to mind?
Maybe just to simply be more conscious of how every action we take affects everything around us.
How everything is interconnected. That's good. Anything, Sophia, that came to mind on your end? I saw you nodding your head.
I mean, that kind of fits with what I was going to say. The thing is, you need to realize that you're not, like, generally you're not always doing your best, and there's always something more that you can do, even if you're doing a lot of things. And, like, I thought I was environmentally conscious, and I guess I am kind of. But, I mean, there's still more. I found out I could do, and I still learned things. So you can always grow and, like, help out.
Those are great observations. And I really want to thank you for being here today, and congratulations. Do you all get a trophy or something special?
Tell them what you got.
Yeah, what did you get?
Well, we get a $1,000 grant.
That's wonderful. What are you going to do with it, do you know?
Plant more things.
We keep working on our school's courtyard.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I had no idea that was what a great thing. So you've brought something great to your community, to Shaler Middle School. Go Titans, I think. Is it
right.
Titans? Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, a legacy to follow, too. I don't know, Molly, if you'll be allowed to continue, right, if you want to,
yes,
in the Fairchild Challenge program. And I suspect there's this senior high school program, too. So thanks. Anything else any of you wanted to say?
I guess there are a lot of people to thank,
though. Oh, yeah, please.
So, like, thanks to the activities people and the grounds people at the school, because they're really helpful, and they donated their time and worked on the garden with us. And they donated money, which was really important, and, like, all the people in the community who donated plants and rocks to us, like the glacier rock people on Route 8. They're really important.
Yeah, those rocks are not easy to come by. I know that because we've eliminated a lot of grass in my yard, and we've put a lot of rocks there, and they're not easy to move around or to get there. Anybody else to thank or acknowledge or anything you wanted to add, Molly?
I think I can agree with what she said, just everyone who cooperated with us, working with us in the Fairchild Challenges, each of the students and teachers and staff, everybody who helped us reach this.
Well, congratulations. And Dr. Gerlach, you might have some final words.
Yeah, well, I wanted to thank your staff here. They've been very hospitable, and as well as the people of Phipps Conservatory. And a special thank you to the parents, too, who have brought the children down here for the radio broadcast today and helping us with the project as well, too. So I wanted to thank them.
Yeah, thank you to them. And we're really happy, just so happy for you, and also I hope we'll see you again, all of you again, next year. And congratulations.
Thank you.
That Shaler Middle School, Dr. Gerlach, who you just heard, and Molly and Sophia winning this year's Fairchild Challenge. Congratulations.